Misfit Toys.
Hey everybody, that includes you, dude. This is a Doug Loves Movies mini boner ep coming to you from a hotel room in Sacramento, California on Monday, January 21st, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, 2 Oceans 13. Last night, I did a stand-up show at the Punchline in Sacto, and special guest Rory Scovel played the Leonard Maltin game against audience members, and I will share the audio of that at the end of this. Later today, at 4:20-ish, I'll be recording a full-blown Doug Those Movies at the Sack Punch, and it will be available for free and without commercials in a few days, if the recording turns out. We hired the guy who recorded my album Potty Mouth at the Punchline in Sack, so I think we're in good hands. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. Past and future guest Jerry O'Connell at Mr. Jerry OC on Twitter tweeted, "Fact. Those feral kids in the movie Mama are based on my children." This has been Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. Mama, by the way, is not very scary. And by not very scary, I mean not scary at all. Hey, movie makers, no more PG-13 horror movies, okay? Thanks. Portland, Oregon. I'm doing stand-up shows at Helium Comedy Club March 29th through 30th. Providence, Rhode Island, I'll be doing stand-up at the Feet Ballroom May 18th. And Boston, Mass, I will do stand-up at the Brighton Music Hall on May 19th. All of these shows will include some Leonard Maltin game at the end with audience members who bring name tags. DougLovesMovies.com for dates, deets, and links. Mini-ep listener insider boner info. John DiMaggio has been rescheduled to do Doug Loves Movies this Tuesday at UCB along with two of your favorite guests. Yeah, your favorites. If you're in the LA area, come on down for the taping at 7. Not 8, Bender from Futurama. 7. Now, enjoy Rory Scovel versus Sacramento. And as always, light up name tags are a shithead.
Let the games begin. City of Sacramento, will you endure?
So Rory's going to pick an audience member to play this game against, and so let's see those name tags you guys brought.
Oh, shit.
Whoa!
I already know.
You already know which one?
I've already.
All right, Devin, get up here, Devin. Sorry, everyone else who just used paper and paint and Photoshop. This guy's got a blinking Devin sign.
No, no, I didn't say Devin. There's a guy right over.
Oh, Stefan, Stefan.
What if you then turn around and four other people had lit up signs? You felt so special about it that like 10 people did it.
Okay, first of all, this sign looks super classy in the dark. But now it's a plank with dangerous things sticking out of it and a lot of duct tape and
look, the back looks like a bomb if a kid made it.
It's a... Now, so Devin, you're taking this to the science fair tomorrow. I hope you win. And you share a microphone with Rory, so Rory, just let him talk on it when I'm talking to him. What do you do, Devin, besides wear a snappy cardigan and someone's only going to get a few feet with your wallet? Construction. Rory, where are you going? Do you have any construction humor?
I'm also in the Navy. If you have Navy together. Humor.
I don't have any Navy humor. I have complete respect for that.
Any white humor? Any white humor?
What?
What did you say?
Construction worker humor? Oh. He says that's what he does.
Oh, no. What did you say? I don't have any something humor.
Yeah, construction worker.
I'm in the Navy.
Eddie's in the Navy also.
Navy. All right.
Do you have anything about either of those things?
Nope. Don't know why.
We're both so shitty at crowd work. I thought between the two of us, one of us would bust out a joke about the village people.
You're two out of the five Village People. I just find when you do that, it's like an audio high five. I dropped the microphone when I'm really proud of myself.
I like how you dropped it. You kind of like threw it and then tried to not throw it while throwing it. Like,
no.
I had second thoughts about hitting that lady in the face with it.
Two iron workers walk into a bar.
Now, here's the thing, Gavin. You're great at making ugly signs. And that's why you're up here. And we're okay telling jokes. So let's.
I'll let you do that.
So yeah. Because I could only insult that sign so much because I couldn't do it. I couldn't do anything that looks even remotely that good. And we appreciate you being here, Devin. Are you good? Do you think you're a good Leonard Maltin game player?
Yeah, I'm pretty decent. I listen to the podcast.
All right, cool. So for those of you who don't listen to the podcast, this is just going to be a competition between Rory and Devin. And if Devin can beat Rory in one round of the game that we play on the Doug Loves Movies, which we're taping here tomorrow, then he will win a bag full of prizes, which is sitting here at my feet.
I just realized you turned the blinking light off on the sign. When will you ever use this again?
Yeah, why are you trying to conserve it? You can't get picked again tomorrow. We're not going to fall for this shit twice.
I feel like we should just have all the lights off and just blinking Devin.
Can we do that? Can we turn off all the lights? That'd be fun. Is that a hazard or something? This is like a scene in a movie where you and I are now, we're going to rob some people. There's a movie coming out with Jesse Eisenberg and Woody Harrelson, and they're magicians, and they rob banks and then throw all the money into the audience at their shows. That's really a movie that's coming out.
That's real?
I'm not kidding. It's crazy.
That's not good. Zero people responded. Everyone's like, "What's wrong? What did you say?" That's not so absurd.
It's true. It's true. Friends. James Franco, Dave Franco was in it. Dave Franco's brother, I mean. I don't know why I called him James Franco's Dave Franco. It's a great character he does. James Franco does this Dave Franco character. I don't know what it's called. Magicians of the Deep? It's got some name that I don't think really tracks, but there's two magician movies coming out. The other one's Jim Carrey and Steve Carell, yeah.
That's great.
Anyway, the prize bag has a copy of my latest CD, Smug Life, and a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt, and a Rory Scovel CD called Dilation.
Bible Cops.
And, yeah, so you're going to take home all this stuff if you can win one round of this game. If anybody in the audience thinks they know the answer at any point, don't yell out, because it's, like I said, it's just between these two. A grudge match between Devin the sign maker and Rory the scotch drinker. And do I have permission to record your voice, Devin?
Yes.
No, don't! Is that his wife objecting?
Other people listening are like, wait, what happened to his voice?
No, I don't want to be recorded.
I don't think they think that's him.
They will. We'll come to believe it's him.
Okay, Devin, you get to pick a category. Would you like Rogue Scholar, that's movies where Anna Paquin seduces a teacher. She played Rogue in X-Men. Scholar, you get it. Rainn Wilson from The Office in several movies is celebrating a birthday today, so the films of Rainn Wilson. And then your third option is a popular one, in theaters now. That's motion pictures that are in theaters now.
That's too simple, so let's go with Rainn Wilson.
First you insult me, and then...
Oh, your game is so simple.
He said simple. I forgot half of the title when you were going through it. He was like, that's too easy. I'm like, I don't even remember it.
In the Navy. 3.5 stars from Leonard Maltin for this movie from 2007. He says, I always say some clues. He says that this movie has a great title sequence and great use of music throughout. And he says that the lead performer in the film is peerless in the title role. Peerless in the title role. Clues don't usually help much. And then Leonard at the bottom of his review lists 9 names from the cast of this movie. How many names do you think you need to hear, Devin, to name this movie?
All of them were 9.
Very smart opening bid. Get all the names, see what you can do from there. Usually works out all right, unless you're Pete Holmes.
I didn't want to change it before.
Now you have to stand up again to do your bid.
Yeah, it's too physical.
He says 9 names.
And then my option is to force him to name it?
Well, you gotta bring the number down a little bit. Like, you can say 8 names or 7
I'm
names.
I'm not joking. I've played this game 4 or 5 times and I still have never understood.
He doesn't understand.
Still to this day. And I've won it. And I don't even know. Really. I've won it. And I was like, all right.
I like to say anybody can win.
That's true. I'm going to change it to 8 names.
Really, really smart, dude. Very, very tricky move.
I would like to also state I do not remember the category.
The category is that Rainn Wilson is in this movie.
Yes.
Rainn Wilson.
That is correct.
Yes.
Oh, the 7.
7, he says.
Playing hardball.
Yeah, he is.
Playing hardball tonight.
So, yeah, you can tell him to name it or go even less.
I'm going to give 6. I'm gonna give 6 names.
Name that movie.
All right, I'm going to leave
it. It was coming, but a part of me wanted to believe for the first time ever it would go from 9 down to 3. Name 2. I'll name it in 1. We did it 5. No big deal.
I'm reading from the bottom of the list up. 9 actors total. The clues, once again, are 2007, 3.5 stars from Leonard, and he says that the lead performer is peerless in the role, and that it has a great title sequence and great use of music throughout. Mm. And your 5 names are Cameron Bright, the aforementioned Rainn Wilson, Olivia Thirlby, J.K. Simmons or Simmons. I think it's Simmons.
See, but I know people really
but I always... And how many did you get? 5?
6.
6? Okay. Allison Janney. And Jason Bateman.
Ooh. Okay.
What do you think it is?
How much time do I get?
A couple seconds? You certainly don't have time to pull out your device and look it up if that's what you're doing.
A couple seconds? I don't even remember. God damn it.
Rainn Wilson is in it.
Definitely.
Any guess at all?
The fact that Jason Bateman's in is the only name I recognize. And besides, you recognize Rainn Wilson. They collaborated in 2007, I believe is the year you said. And I do not know. I don't know.
Allison Janney's from The West Wing, and J.K. Simmons played the Perry White in the, not Perry White, but the Jameson in the Spider-Man movies.
Oh, that's right, that's right.
Olivia Thirlby was in the recent movie A Dread. I thought she was very good in that.
There's so many.
I don't know who Cameron Bright is, though.
I love this moment because there's so many people in here who hate that I don't know it. They're like, what fucking dumb shit. Like, they hate me. I fucking sue you, dude.
I like that you don't know it because we've run out of time and we need a winner, and now we have one. Do you want to say it to show off?
Juno.
Juno is correct. Juno. For not being up in the likes than I do. Well, congratulations, Devin. You did it. Let's hear it for Devin. Here's your prize bag, dude. And thank you to Rory Scovel. Thank you, buddy. Yeah.
eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hi, everybody. This is Todd Glass. What could I say that would make you want to give the Todd Glass Show a listen? Well, I guess you could poke around on YouTube, and if some of the stuff over there makes you laugh or my Netflix special act happy, then maybe you'll give it a listen. The only other thing I could do is make it short because it's interrupting a podcast you already love. Okay, I'm done. Thank you. Goodbye.
My name is Paul Gilmartin, and I am the host of the Mental Illness Happy Hour podcast, where we have raw conversations about the stuff that's difficult to talk about out loud. It's made best of lists and been praised by the New York Times, Esquire, Psychology Today. And I have on regular people, therapists, and famous people like Mark Maron, Tiffany Haddish, Catherine Hahn, and Rob Delaney. Check it out. The Mental Illness Happy Hour.